holiday.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC. I'm Janice Kirshner. We got a fun, not just a fun show, very exciting guests we have on today, and also talking about wine, which I love. So, welcome, Stephen Pickford.
Yes, good afternoon, and as always, I'm joined by Willem Backus.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Today we have a packed show for you, California Dreaming, and later we'll be talking with former Prime Minister Kim Campbell, now the Canadian Consul General in Los Angeles, about her impressions of her new home. But first, joining us on the line is country music sensation Tanya Ray, just back from a visit to Sonoma County Wine Country. Good afternoon, Tanya.
Good afternoon.
Well, I mean, we all know about Napa Valley, but Sonoma County tends to be overlooked.
Oh, yes, it does. As a matter of fact, Sonoma County is actually quite famous for their wine. In Jack London Square, which is a beautiful little village up in the Valley of Sonoma, they have some great places that you can taste, like Glen Ellen wine and a bunch of different varieties that are famous across the world. It's really, and it's an incredible, beautiful place to go to.
Right, they have something like 19,000 acres of red and 16,000 acres of whites, over 140 wineries, 90 of them open for tastings.
Correct, and you know what's amazing is that a lot of times when you go into the wine places to taste the wine at the different, like Sebastiani's and stuff like that, you actually, a lot of times the person that's giving you the wine is the actual winemaker, the person who may own that winery, or, and you don't even know it, you know, and so I found that incredible, because then you can talk to them about the winemaking process and how they got into it, and if it was a family business or what.
And they know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
You know, I don't know if I'm a, you know, people, I guess you think of wine and you think of other countries. I don't know if I'm a snob, but I just... Why is it that sometimes people overlook California wine? They go, oh, no, it must be from France. It must be from Italy.
Probably because, like, the Italians and the French are so well-known for having it at every meal.
Oh, there you go.
and that's probably part of it. And, of course, the wine has led to a lot of unique sort of wine country-style cuisine that they have started in Sonoma County, great restaurants.
Oh, yeah, they have a lot of really, really incredible restaurants. There's Della Santina's, it's called Los, I always have a hard time pronouncing it, Los Puntinos. They have the greatest salads there, and there is some with some really incredible wine sauces. Babette's Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Cafe, which was in the top 100 in the Bay Area. And my personal favorite actually is the Sonoma Cheese Factory, because actually Sonoma is extremely well known for cheese also. We were also recommended to go to the General's Daughter. I would not, that's a highly recommended restaurant, and maybe it's changed in the past couple weeks, but my grandmother and my mom and I went there, and it was the worst meal that any of us ever had. I had actually ordered a hamburger, which is a rare thing for me, and we had to send it back 8 times, and it still came back raw.
So you know what? That's great, because so many people talk about all the wonderful ones. It's good. You have to mention the places.
You have to mention the places that people should avoid, because a lot of places are just hyped up too much.
Yeah, and that one is a highly recommended restaurant, and they are starting a chef school behind it for that place. So maybe, you know, things will change. But at this point, I would, you know, it was really, you know, my grandmother, Edith, lives there, and it's, you know, it was highly recommended to her, and we went, and we were all disappointed.
And it just didn't live up to its reputation. Now, also, it's more than just wines in the area. They have the Farm Trails Tour, and I mean, 95 growers of everything from insect-eating plants to California carnivores to blueberries to Christmas trees. I mean, it's a real big agricultural area.
Correct. There's a little map that you can get. You can get it at the Visitors Bureau. It's called Weekend Along the Farm Trails. This will show you where you can sample local fresh foods. There's also a specialty nursery. There's a lot of people who are really into unique and different plants that they can't get anywhere else, and this nursery will have a lot of those for you that you can purchase. I think that's a very essential book for the traveler. If you want the number for the place that you can call, because you can either visit the Visitor Bureau on the web, and I have that if you'd like it.
Okay.
Or it's www.sonoma, which is Sonoma Valley, and that's all one word, and then .com. During the week, you can speak to Susan Scarborough. She's there from Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Shelley is there on the weekends. I found them extremely helpful, extremely knowledgeable, and, you know, the people in Sonoma are very down-to-earth. It's a very upbeat town. It's, very sweet and simple, but in the same respect, it's very upper echelon, but you would never know it by the people because they're very nice. But the hotline number, which will also, they can give you lists of the hotels and the accommodations. It's a unique system that they have out there. Because in Sonoma, because it is so popular, even though a lot of people don't know a lot about it, it is very well known around the globe, and it's hard to get accommodations there. So this hotline also gives you that information, what hotels are available, and you'll speak to a live person. But it's 707-996-1090, and that is the Visitors Bureau. And that's where you can get the weekend along the farm trails. And also another one I would recommend would be Sonoma Valley Officials Visitor Guide. That one does cost a $2 donation, but it is well worth it.
Right, to give people a good idea of how to get around and maps and all that sort of thing. Also, it's a great place to go ballooning or horseback riding or even the Russian River for going down a meandering canoe trail.
Correct. They also have, although I cannot personally recommend this because I've never done it myself because I'm a little afraid of heights, but it sounded very fascinating and I went and checked it out. It's a place where you can actually learn to be a trapeze artist for a day. So I thought that was really cool, you know. If I wasn't so afraid of heights, you know, and I know there's a net under there, but there's just something about that.
That's funny. The one person that I know from California is from Sonoma and was a circus performer.
Oh, really?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. It all comes together in one place.
Weird. Wow. So you say, but you say that Sonoma's really popular with people around the world. But not that many people know, well, what is it known for?
Wine, it is also known for, believe it or not, it's known for this little place called Train Town, which is, it's this train that's been operating for eons. It's a little miniature train and this little town that they can take you around. And it's all miniature. It's great for kids and adults.
It's a small world after all.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, it is so cute. It is so cute. And it's very inexpensive. But it is also known for the Mission San Francisco Solano because it's the third historic landmark in California that was ever built. And something I found very interesting I found out was that all the missions that were built along the California Way, it's one day's donkey ride from one mission to the next. But also Jack London wrote a book called The Valley of the Moon, which made Sonoma a huge hit because he lived there. He loved Sonoma, and hence Sonoma is called The Valley of the Moon.
And also the Redwoods. There's a big, the Armstrong Redwood State Preserve.
Correct.
And,
correct.
You know, people want to go out to sort of the that area and see the world-famous redwood, 752 acres, 1,400-year-old trees, up to 310 feet tall. So,
where are those?
That's the Armstrong Redwood State Preserve in Sonoma County.
Can you get redwoods just about everywhere in California then?
Yeah, you can, but there are certain places where they're bigger, than others, and that is one of the more famous parks that there is there. It's so funny because I was raised in the redwoods, so to me when I saw them, it was like really no big deal. I mean, they were beautiful, of course. Until I moved away, did I realize how much I missed them.
Ooh, they're so little every place else. Look at the tiny little trees.
That's right.
You know, sometimes you appreciate someplace more after you move away than when you're actually there.
Oh, exactly. But you also asked, you know, other things that made it really famous. It was the home of General Vallejo. Also, there's a place called the Sonoma French Bakery. It's located in the heart of Sonoma because it's this little plaza in there. And that is the first place you could buy retail, and it was established in 1958. They have some of the most incredible bread. It's still open today. Even almost better than my grandmother's, but not quite.
Right. And another thing that brings a lot of people to Sonoma County, it's a place where you can go whale watching, but without having to go out on one of those choppy boats and get seasick, the whales come around a half mile off the coast, and when they head south between November and February and then head north again in the spring, they just go by at a leisurely pace, 3 to 8 knots, and they're half mile off the coast, and you can just watch them from the side of the highway.
Correct, and they are incredibly beautiful. They are, for me, it's a scary thing because they're so big, you know, and so watching them from that vantage point is the best thing for me. If I was on a boat, I think I would be too afraid that they'd chop it in half. You know, but when you see them off the shore, and we've seen babies from there, and they're absolutely, they're so playful, and you can tell their mothers are watching them, you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing out there, you know? But they're an incredible animal to watch from afar.
Oh, they're a great animal. Well, there's so much to see and do in Sonoma County. I'm sorry we don't have a lot more time today to talk about it, but you've certainly given us a great inkling of what is there to see and do. And we'll have you back in a month or so talking about your hometown of Santa Cruz, California, another very interesting point in the state.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I hope that the information is useful to travelers, and definitely call the Visitors Bureau because they are extremely helpful.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us today, Tanya Ray.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. And there is a toll-free number for another organization that represents tourism interests in Sonoma County. That number is 1-800-326-7666. And another very interesting website is www.visitsonoma.com. So when we come back in just a couple of minutes, we'll be talking about Los Angeles and Southern California with the Right Honorable Kim Campbell. We spoke to her earlier this week, and we have an interview to air in just a few moments. Stay listening.
Don't want to miss that one.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
For back-to-schoolers, Walt Disney Backpacks, just $2.98. For quick and easy snacks, macaroni and cheese dinners, only 25 cents. At Marche Plus Liquidation Center, Summerlin at Cavendish, or 1881 Currie LaBelle in Laval.
It's an amazing fact. Most people spend more time planning their annual vacation than upon planning for their financial future. At no other time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. Let my buddy Bill Wisnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services put their years of expertise at your service to combat the information overload of investment options, to tailor a portfolio to meet your needs. Over the past weeks, we have spoken about the fact that diversification is the key to minimizing risk in anyone's portfolio. In that same regard, now you can sleep while your money works. Financial peace of mind can mean many things. For most people, the key element is consistent investment returns conservatively achieved. STAR, Strategic Asset Allocation from Mackenzie, offers 17 different portfolios, each comprised of 7 different mutual funds, structured to meet the needs of individual investors. The objective is to reduce overall volatility and maintain the returns you require to achieve financial independence. Please read the important information in the prospectus for Mackenzie STAR. Unit value and total investment returns will fluctuate. Call Bill Wisnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services today at 731-5592 or toll free 1-800-232-0240 for a free financial planning consultation and to learn more about gaining financial independence from the STAR Mackenzie program. Diversifolio, investing to outperform.
Tired of your long-distance company running you?
My long-distance company is making me crazy with all their rules.
I am.
They tell me when and when not to call. I bowl Tuesdays and Thursdays, so I miss getting a discount.
Get the most savings plan from Sprint Canada.
Hey, I switched to Sprint Canada. Just 15 cents a minute to call any day, anytime, to anywhere in Canada. With no restrictions and no minimum spending.
No more rules.
Nada.
Sign me up.
Let's go, buddy boy.
Here I go, Rooney.
Call Sprint Canada today at 1-800-641-MOST. That's 1-800-641-6678.
Well, we're back on Travel World. This is AM 600 CIQC, and we have a very, very special guest on the line. I'm Willem Backus. I'm with Stephen Pickford and Janice Kirstner.
And earlier this week, we had the opportunity to speak to the former Prime Minister of Canada, now the Canadian Consul General out in L.A., about her new life out there and some very interesting places that she has found to share with our listeners.
Yeah, we taped the interview by telephone earlier this week, and we asked her a few questions about how she liked the area of Los Angeles and so on. So without further ado, Chad, the engineer, will you please roll the interview?
Welcome to Travel World this Saturday afternoon. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus, and I'm joined on the line today by Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada, now the Canadian Consul General in Los Angeles. Good afternoon. Welcome to Travel World.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Well, glad you could join us. Much appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be with us. How do you like California? That's probably my first question after being in Vancouver, being in Ottawa. How is it to adjust to living in Southern California?
Well, what I always tell people here is that I'm from the California of Canada, so I find it not too difficult to adjust. You know, I'm from Vancouver, so the same kind of laid-back, informal West Coast lifestyle that I'm used to there is what I find here. But it's actually quite delightful, and I think that one of the things that I find about California is that it really defies stereotypes. Everybody has a stereotype about California, but California has more people in it than the whole of Canada. And it's a very varied state. And in fact, people talk about even dividing it into two different states or even three different states. There's Northern California and there's Southern California. So it really is a complex and interesting place.
Right. There's so much to see and do there. And, you know, as you say, dividing it into more than one section, it's got as many things to see and do as, you know, three or four states put together.
Sure, and of course, if you're a Canadian and you're used to traveling long distances, it's really quite delightful because things seem much closer together than they would be if you were trying to, even driving around southern Ontario. I mean, it's, you know, one can see the whole state, one can see the, you know, the wine area of Northern California, San Francisco, which is so delightful, and that whole area down through Silicon Valley, which is beautiful, small communities there. Southern California is spectacular, and there's also lots of wilderness area in California. I think that's what really surprised me. I kept thinking, my goodness, with 34 million people, they must be cheek by jowl. But there are lots of places where it looks like nobody's ever set foot. And even in Los Angeles, I go hiking in a place called the Santa Monica Mountains, which is really right in the heart of the city. And you never know you were in a city when you're there.
Right. You don't really have to go too far to find places, as you mentioned, for hiking or for cycling or rollerblading or what have you.
It's a very outdoorsy place. And I must say, although San Francisco, where I just, you know, where I spent a lot of time as well, because it's part of my territory, San Francisco is a more recognizable climate for us. Many people do wear overcoats there. It can be quite brisk. But in Southern California, in Los Angeles, San Diego, that area, I mean, I don't think I've worn an overcoat since I got here. When I travel home to Canada, I have to remember to go to my closet and stick an overcoat in my suitcase.
That's one thing that you have to get used to all the time.
Yeah, I wear the same clothes because it's air conditioning. Almost everywhere you go. So I wear the same suits and things that I wear at home, but just don't put a coat on them.
That's amazing. You say you like to hike. Are you into a lot of outdoors activities, such as rollerblading, cycling, and so on?
Well, I don't want to exaggerate my commitment to outdoorsy, but this is the place for all of that. I mean,
sure.
There are just so many places where people are into rollerblading along. There are wonderful beaches and beach communities along the California coast, and people, you know, love to cycle along the roadways and sidewalks there. But there also are some wonderful parks throughout the state that really have terrifically, you know, beautifully maintained trails and things that are just wonderful for getting outdoors. And although the first time I went hiking in Santa Monica Mountain, my friend and I encountered a rattlesnake. Well, we didn't encounter, the fellow was ahead of us on the path, encountered it, and we heard it rattling and decided we would leave it in peace.
You didn't want to explore it any further.
Yeah, I definitely think it's pretty safe.
That's terrific. How do you just, to the commute, how far is your commute to work and back?
Well, I'm quite lucky. Our offices are in downtown Los Angeles, and one of the jokes here is that there are people who live their whole lives in Los Angeles and never come downtown. But we have lovely offices down here in downtown, and I'm about a 15-minute commute. My house is in an area called Hancock Park, which is one of the older areas of Los Angeles, but lovely big old houses, and we have a lovely house which the Canadian government bought for a song in 1975 when the Australians foolishly decided to sell their house.
Wow.
And they were sorry because they came back to Los Angeles and don't have nearly as nice a place. So it's not so bad. But Los Angeles is like a series of villages. It's not like a city like New York or Montreal or Toronto where there's sort of a downtown and a kind of a heart of the city and then other areas surrounding it. Los Angeles is a series of villages, and therefore there's a kind of intimacy about it. Like Beverly Hills is a separate area, it's a separate little city. Santa Monica is a separate little city. You know, Burbank, all of these places are separate little cities with their own governments, etc. But and so you don't have sort of huge areas with enormous skyscrapers and sort of the windy sense of a downtown Chicago or Montreal. It's a very different feel, but it's quite nice, a nice human scale. But I think Los Angeles is an easier city to live in, maybe to visit for that reason.
Most of the tall buildings, though, they're concentrated in downtown Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Where exactly would the tourists go? Now, if you're going out to visit L.A., what do you recommend for somebody who's going to, say, spend a week or a weekend there?
Well, first of all, I'd say it's probably a good idea to rent a car and get a very good map. And then to look at a variety of different neighborhoods. I mean, obviously, Beverly Hills and Bel Air are delightful to look at. The area around Beverly Hills and Bel Air towards UCLA, you'll see wonderful residential areas and lovely shopping areas. Obviously, you have to take some time to go on Rodeo Drive, but all of these cities have lovely little shopping areas that are lovely to choose along. You might want to drive and have a look at the Bel Air Hotel or go to the Polo Lounge at the Beverly Hills Hotel, some of the historic places where, you know, movie stars have, you know, traditionally hung out. I think that that it's lovely to drive out to Santa Monica, which is right on the beach, or to drive up a little north of that to Malibu, also on the beach. I need my ocean fix.
You have to be near the ocean.
Yeah, but it's really quite close. So Santa Monica is the ocean part of Los Angeles County, but it's it feels like a little small town. It has a charming feel to it. You don't feel like you're in a huge city. But there's lovely places there to go and picnic or nice restaurants or just, you know, get out, trot along the beach, along the water. Malibu's a little less built up, a little less civilized in that sense, but also kind of a beachy town place. Beautiful, beautiful beachfront home. It's really quite wonderful.
It's a really nice place, especially with the bluffs on Santa Monica, but then you go down the bluffs and there's that pier. I was watching the news recently in L.A., and they were talking about something that happened to the pier. They're afraid it's going to collapse. There's work on the pier. What's going on with that?
I honestly don't know, but it's not unlikely. And, you know, they're talking about the effect of El Nino this coming year.
I see.
And how they're expecting that we're going to get more rain than usual here as a result of El Nino, which raises the water temperature. And so we could have a lot more violent weather along the waterfront and the Southern California coast. So the Malibu Pier and the Santa Monica Pier may well get a real battering in that kind of weather.
That's sad. What about the Venice Beach Pier? That's been closed for an awful long time, but the beach itself is awfully nice to visit.
It's wonderful. And, of course, each of the beaches has its own character. I mean, Venice is known for the wild, way out people that go there and dress in wild and wonderful ways. anyway, it's so varied. This is a community where no matter what eccentricity you have, you'll feel at home here. You'll find a large number of people who are just as quirky as you are.
That's one of the nice places about L.A. Now, to a Canadian city, I know that I relate New York to Montreal an awful lot, in mainly because of its cultural mix, though Montreal is a mosaic rather than New York being the melting pot. To which Canadian city would you compare L.A. to mostly?
Well, it's hard to compare because it's just so much bigger. I mean, Los Angeles itself, I think, the fourth largest Canadian city because there's a huge number of Canadians who live here.
Wow.
I might compare it a bit to Vancouver for this reason, that Vancouver is also, as a whole urban area, very spread out because with the mountains and the ocean and the river, there's a limited amount of land in the city itself. And so there are communities around Vancouver where people feel they're part of Vancouver and since the greater Vancouver area. But they have their own characteristics, like Richmond and Tsawwassen, which is, of course, very sunny on the ocean, and you know, White Rock, Surrey, all of these places that are sort of part of the greater Vancouver urban area, but are each individual. But I think the other reason why I might compare Los Angeles to Vancouver is just simply because it's a young urban community. And for that reason, there's a sense of freedom and openness here that so many people who are here have come from someplace else. They're eager to make new lives. There isn't a sense of a society being set in its ways. I mean, there are downsides to that. I mean, older cities like Toronto and Montreal or New York and Chicago have generations of old money who were rich before income tax came in and who endowed the cities with wonderful galleries and things. There's less of that in Los Angeles, just in terms of the old money, although, my goodness, there's lots of money here. I mean, the particular. There are some very, very wealthy people here. And there are also wonderful art galleries and things. But there is a sense of openness here that really, if you're prepared to work hard and you have some talent, the sky's the limit. There isn't an entrenched social structure here. And I think in that sense, it feels a little bit more like Vancouver.
I see. And so as a Canadian, how is it to adjust to life in L.A., in an American city and so on?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I actually also lived in 1994. I lived in Cambridge, Massachusetts. So, you know, I've always been aware of the fact that Canada is not just a smaller, quieter version of the United States, but I wish I had a dollar for every young Canadian who has said to me here, I never knew how Canadian I was until I came here. It is a different society. I mean, in some ways, we're so lucky that the United States is, you know, our best friend. We have this peaceful, unguarded border. We can feel comfortable here. We're at home here. I mean, we see so much American television. We think we know what it's all about. But it is a very different society. And I think that's what strikes you when you actually live here, that there are many different ways that Americans do things that are not the same way we do them.
What was your biggest difference that you noticed?
Oh, it's hard to pin any one thing down. I think one of the things that you notice here, and I notice particularly in the context of my job, which is to raise the profile of Canada, is just that many Americans are really not very aware of much of what happens outside their own borders.
That's true.
And I think if you're in a superpower, you have the luxury of being parochial. You don't really have to worry too much about
what. Right, they don't have to look at what is going on necessarily over the border. And sometimes in Southern California, they're looking over the border at Mexico and wonder where, you know, what is going on in Canada.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one of the things here, I mean, you say NAFTA, people always think of Mexico. You have to say, excuse me, we're your biggest trading partner. So, I mean, they love Canadians. I mean, people think that Canada's great. They love to go there. But they, you know, tend to sort of think it's just an extension of them. And they're very surprised when they discover that we don't see it that way.
Now, of all the, you know, you've visited a lot of places during your time in Southern California, but what are there any places that you intend to go that you just haven't got around to yet that have just struck your interest?
Well, I haven't yet had a chance to go to the wine country of Northern California, and I'd love to go there. I think that's very beautiful.
Sonoma, Napa?
Sorry, Napa Valley and Sonoma County and those places. I'd love to see that. I have been to Palm Springs, again, where there's lots of Canadians. I know where my vote went in 1993. They were all down there in Palm Springs. I've also visited San Diego, which is wonderful. You know what? I have never in my life been to Disneyland, and I've been offered a VIP tour of Disneyland, so I have to go and do that.
I wouldn't waste your time on Disneyland.
I've never been there, not even as a kid.
I went, Disney World, perhaps. I went to Disneyland. And I was so disappointed, I couldn't believe it. The parking lot is bigger than the park.
Well, have you been to Universal Studios?
Now that's worth it.
That is fun, and that is really, I mean, when you go on the Jurassic Park ride with that absolutely dramatic falling over a waterfall at the very end, or the Back to the Future ride, where you really think you're being propelled through space, it's quite remarkable, I tell you. I thought that was really an experience.
Yeah, that was something really special. But we went through Disneyland, and it took us all of maybe 5 minutes to walk from the front gate to the back, and that's all there was.
Oh, really? Well, I haven't been there, but people look at me like I'm, you know, from outer space that I haven't been there.
Right, if you haven't been to Disneyland, that you haven't been to Southern California. But, well, sometimes it's like one of those things that you think about it and you dream about it so much, and then when you get there, it may not meet up with the image you have of it.
And that was the end of part one of the interview with Kim Campbell, the Right Honorable.
And we'll be talking more with Kim in right after the break here on AM 600 CIQC, more about Los Angeles and Southern California. Stay listening.
In a recent conversation with Larry Smith, president of the Montreal Alouettes, he was asked about the special events at Alouette football games.
Come on!
If your child was having a birthday and you wanted to bring 10 or 15 kids to a game, there could be a way that we could set up a skybox or something special for you, have an event, have your kids come to that game, and also have your son or daughter's birthday put up in the big Jumbotron so that it could be made really special, something that your child would never forget.
Come on!
Montreal Alouettes, real football.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
So you say you could use a few things.
If you've given up on summer, come see what's hot now at Sears Home Sale.
Almost everything for every room.
We're offering some of our lowest prices of the year, like 40 to 50% off Canon Percale sheet sets. And save $370 on a set of Lagostina cookware. But hurry, a sale this good won't last forever.
Come see what's on sale now at Sears.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 Fort Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
So, there you are, stuck in traffic. No one to talk to except the driver of the car beside you. And he doesn't look too friendly. Be part of our Bell Mobility Traffic Connection and be a friend in need.
Call in with your traffic information, and you'll be helping other drivers like yourself. Thanks to Bell Mobility. Calls are free, so call star 600, CIQC's Bell Mobility Traffic Connection.
Hello, this is Ariel from Music City. You are listening to my favorite travel show, Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Janice Kirshner. Before the break, we left off with Kim Campbell, and...
Right, we asked her last week when we talked to her, what are some of the places that were her favorites, places to go in Los Angeles and Southern California, and she mentioned to us that she was a big fan of art galleries, amongst other things.
Roll clip number two, Chad.
You know, one of the things about this area is there's lots and lots of live theater, lots of music, wonderful restaurants. So if you come and you just want to have a lovely time shopping and find food and go to some concerts, I think there's 21 theatrical openings every week here.
Things
going on. So,
now that's something else.
Yeah,
what are your favorite theatrical productions that you've seen or wanted to see?
Well, I've seen some wonderful things at the Los Angeles Opera. Really spectacular. I saw a performance of Tristan and Isolde that was absolutely wonderful. And I saw Faye Dunaway in a play called Masterclass
with
Maria Callas. But Faye Dunaway, you expect, maybe she's a movie star, how would she be? She was spectacular, and I understand that she has bought the rights to this play, which will be a movie. I've also seen two of our own Garth Drabinsky's productions, Showboat and Ragtime, here in Los Angeles. And Ragtime has just been extended for another, and now through to January, so Garth Drabinsky's doing very well here with his Made in Canada production. So there's really lots happening, and I've been to some, some little things. I mean, there are tiny theaters, there are big theaters. It's really a very exciting place, and I like to eat too.
Now you're getting onto my topic there.
Right, sampling the fine cuisines.
So what are your? We did West Virginia last week, as a matter of fact, and they had some place where you could get a 14-pound ham, believe it or not. It was,
I think I'm carrying one of those around my rear end.
Now, we wouldn't say such a thing.
But the other thing, too, about California is that people are very health conscious.
Yes.
So, in fact, there are lots of restaurants where you can get things that are, not a disaster. Although, there's a place called, Cheesecake Express or Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, boy.
That has wonderful salads and things, but about 30 different kinds of cheesecake, I mean, kinds that you could never have imagined. And you look at it and you wonder how anybody in California has any arteries at all left. You think, who eats this stuff? And obviously people do. So you could pig out on a grand style here, believe me.
What's your favorite place to go?
My favorite place to go? Oh, gosh, there's so many... many wonderful ones. The famous Spago has opened up at a new location. The food there was really wonderful. Oh, one of my favorite places is the Bel Air Hotel.
Okay.
And they have a place called Table Number One, which is a table in a beautiful little room right adjacent to the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And it looks into the kitchen. And on the weekend of my birthday last March, I had two couples in visiting me, one from Cambridge, Massachusetts, and one from Vancouver, that are real foodies. And love food and love cooking.
Mm-mm-mm.
And going to dinner in this table where we could actually go into the kitchen and talk to the chef and see how the kitchen was operating was such a thrill for them. The food was spectacular. The chef puts together a meal for you. But that ability to have this lovely little private dining room and be part of the chef and the part of the kitchen in this grand hotel was really a treat. It's not cheap, but for people who love to cook and are into gourmet cooking, it is a unique experience.
Wow, now that's something else. Many of our listeners, including a special Mary, are quite the shoppers.
This is actually also a wonderful place for bargains. I mean, it's such a big community that there are, outlet centers and discount places. It's very competitive. Also, if you have pots of money, I'll tell you, you can be separated from it very quickly.
That's for sure. Now, what's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you in a restaurant in L.A.?
The funniest thing that's ever happened?
Yeah, we've had a few bizarre experiences.
Well, you give me what? I'll tell you something. I mean, I've actually had Canadians who are waiting on tables come up and recognize me in restaurants, which is fun.
Wow.
But there's also a huge Canadian community down here, and on more than one occasion, I've sat with Montrealers.
Yeah.
Who are in exile here in Los Angeles, who sit and can talk for hours about Montreal food.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and what about Moishe's, and what about Wolensky's, and what about this place, and what about that place? And I tell you, it is the most hilarious thing to see Montrealers in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
Talking with great yearning about the restaurants of
their youth. Yeah, when we say cheesecake, boy, we got a few choice places here.
Oh, boy, yeah. Absolutely.
Is there any, like, food that you would bring back to L.A., say, on a visit to Montreal and bring
well,
it back?
As a matter of fact, I'm going to be having a dinner at my residence in November.
Ah.
A fundraising dinner as part of a series in aid of the Los Angeles Public Library. Mordecai Richler is going to be my honored guest.
Oh, the man himself.
Yeah, and I was thinking that I should try and do a kind of Montreal meal, maybe see if I could get the people from Moishe's to send down some of their steaks.
Oh.
I love Moishe's steaks.
Let them know that if they're willing to do that, they will air it on AM 600.
Well, that would be fun. Anyway, I feel I should do something kind of Montreal. So I'm told that there used to be a delicatessen down here that brought in Montreal smoked meat. Smoked meat and the consulate used to serve it sometimes at their receptions, but they don't do it anymore. So we have to live without smoked meat.
Apparently, there's a place in Santa Monica right near the beach called St. Urban Street Bagels. Have you been there?
No, I haven't.
Ah, well, this as a Montrealer, I always keep my eyes out for that.
I'm looking for it, man. It's still there.
I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Montrealer.
Well, I tell you, just even the pickles and coleslaw from Moishe's is a great treat.
What do you miss the most about Canada?
What do I miss most about Canada? It's the simplicity in going to the doctor.
Oh, my.
Going to the doctor has never been so complicated. The simplicity in going to the doctor. Going to the doctor has never been so complicated as it is down here, where you have, you know, you have to pay, and then you have to, you know, collect here and apply there. And I can see why the administrative costs of American healthcare are five times what they are in Canada.
Wow.
For us, it's so simple and straightforward. We should be very grateful for it. It makes life much easier.
That's true. We should say that once again, to be grateful to be a Montrealer, that's for sure. One of the nice things about Travel World, of course, is whenever we go, we always come back. We play a theme from Robert Charlebois called Je reviendrai à Montréal.
What a great idea.
We always like to come back. It's our end title and our end theme and so on.
I must tell you, my mother came to visit me at Christmas, and she fell and broke her wrist of her kneecap.
Oh.
She had very cleverly bought for $26 from Travel Medical Insurance before she left Vancouver. I think it was from Thomas Cook, you know, just a travel company.
Sure.
And it covered everything for her here. So I do say to people, if you're traveling from Canada to the United States, do pick up a little extra health insurance, because we're spoiled in Canada. We're very spoiled.
Right. Never leave the country without taking that all-important travel insurance, because
Absolutely.
It could easily bankrupt you.
Yeah, sometimes the Automobile Association have cards that they just plug in every time you travel. But do think about it, because it for my mother, it could have been a disaster. I mean, as it was uncomfortable, but there was no concern financially that she was well looked after, and that it made an inconvenience bearable, but it could have been a disaster. So. Good to remember that when you're coming up.
Well, definitely. And now, for a Canadian who's planning a trip to L.A., what things do you recommend they pack, bring, do? We know about travel insurance already. Don't bring a coat.
Don't bring a coat, but bring something to put over your shoulders in the evening, because except in the middle of the summer, it actually gets cold in the evening.
Oh.
And actually, that's one of the reasons why it's a very comfortable climate, that even when it's hot during the day, it usually cools off in the evening so that you can have, you know, a good night's sleep. You're not uncomfortable. And Los Angeles is where you see so many of that wonderful invention, patio heaters.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're out in the patio for receptions, and we use them at our residence. And but sometimes it does get a bit chilly from fall through spring in the evening. So you do want something over your shoulders for the evening time. I would bring comfortable shoes and not superly fancy clothes. I mean, it's not that people never dress up here, but it is a generally casual, laid-back place. And so as long as one looks tidy and neat, you don't have to dress up to go to nice restaurants so that you can, you know, you don't feel that you have to, you know, pack all your best cocktail clothes. People here tend to be fairly casual.
Fairly laid-back in a fairly casual way. That's one of the nice things about there. And for What kind of places now would you suggest to avoid?
Los Angeles has its difficult neighborhoods too, and I think it's important to have a map, to know where you want to go, and you know, try to avoid the dicey areas. I think, yes, you could get into trouble here too. I don't feel a sense of peril when I'm here, and there are lots of places that I feel very comfortable shopping on, Santa Monica, for example, when I go to a movie or something. But I think one has to be intelligent and ask people. Go to the places that you know are going to be safe.
Which areas do you know of right off the bat that are areas to definitely avoid?
Well, even near where we are in downtown, not too far from our office, it gets a little bit rough.
I see.
I'm not even sure that I know the names of them because I get driven around here so much. But I think that, as I say, I think that the key is to stick to the areas where you know that they're going to be safe, areas like Beverly Hills and Bel Air and Santa Monica, an area around Westwood, around UCLA. And when in doubt, ask people.
Yeah, are you safe on the main highways at least?
I think so. Yeah, I think you're safe on the main highways. And in fact, I think the freeways here, they may seem a little scary to people. But actually, I think people here are quite competent in driving with them. Where you do want to stay off the highways is when it rains here. You know, it's like people say about Vancouver, they don't know how to drive in the snow.
Oh, my.
Although Vancouver is very hilly, which is why. People here don't know how to drive in the rain. And for some reason or other, when it does rain, It seems to put the highways awash. And there are lots of accidents. So when it starts to rain, just go someplace and
sort of stick out the storm, you know, somewhere, maybe have a piece of cheesecake.
Absolutely.
which was your favorite place to go in terms of a touristy kind of a place?
Oh, this is a touristy kind of place here. Well, I mean, there's so many wonderful galleries and places to go. I guess, one of the most wonderful places to go is the Huntington Museum in Pasadena.
Ah.
It's got gardens. It's got fabulous collections. It is really spectacular.
Hmm.
The Museum of Contemporary Art is wonderful architecturally and wonderful collection. The Tar Pits Museum, the La Brea Tar Pits Museum.
Yeah, that was very interesting, yes, on Wilshire Boulevard there.
Yeah, that's really quite fascinating.
Did you finally sell your car to that little old lady from Pasadena?
I didn't sell it to a little old lady from Pasadena. I wish I had. I sold it to somebody in Vancouver, but it's a great car.
Oh, my. And
Montreal is one of my all-time favorite places.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Anything you'd like to say to Montrealers?
Well, Montrealers, I've got to tell you, there's a lot of Montrealers down here in Los Angeles. And however frustrated they may be by things in Montreal, particularly the winters, they have such a fondness for it. I think Montreal really is a place that puts its mark on people. And I love Montreal. And, you know, when I was in Montreal last winter, I was there speaking. And I hadn't seen snow for so long. And I think it was, someone was like there early in March or something. And I remember saying to somebody, oh, it's so lovely to see snow here. It really is sweet. And they looked at me with a gimlet eye and said, well, that's just, you're just here for the weekend.
Well, I think that's one thing people miss when they move away is the change of the seasons.
Oh, and the wonderful. It must be getting beautiful now in the Laurentian.
Oh, definitely.
The leaves change.
Right, beginning of fall foliage season.
You mentioned you were in Cambridge, Massachusetts, which is not far off from another one of our favorite ocean destinations we were at a couple of weeks ago. We went to Salisbury Beach.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I must tell you something funny. I saw an article by a European woman who was talking about different standards of exposing your body. She said in Europe, they have lots of beaches where people go topless.
Oh, my.
But they wear sort of these little bikini bottoms, whereas at the beaches in California, she noticed the girls would never go topless, but they wear these, tiny little thong bathing suit bottoms where their bottoms are showing. She would be very uncomfortable showing her bottom as a European, but comfortable going topless. And she was commenting on the different standards of which part of your body you expose depending on where you are.
Depending on where you are, the cultural differences and nuances.
I thought that was an interesting observation.
That was something. Well, it's been definitely a pleasure having you on Travel World. The Right Honorable Kim Campbell joining us this Saturday afternoon on Travel World.
And much appreciated taking the time out of your busy schedule and making Travel World part of your schedule this Saturday afternoon as well.
Great fun. And love to everybody in Montreal.
World this week.
It's been great. Take care, guys.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Kim Campbell. Is that the coolest?
Yes, great interview this afternoon here on Travel World, the former Prime Minister of Canada joining us.
That was only about half of the actual interview. We had to cut it down for size, but it was an honor having us join us right here on Montreal's own AM 600, and we know that Montreal is her all-time favorite place to go.
Well, isn't it for everybody?
We should be.
We certainly are California dreaming today. I'm telling you, we've got 10 degrees here, and who could not be thinking of California right now when we will come back in right now?
We'll go to the break now.
Go to break now.
And then we'll
be right back after the break for the wrap-up.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Center. Jet Center is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars. Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
It's the choice of gourmets, and it's the place where the choice is incredible. It's the Crystal Palace, 987 St. John's Road in Pointe-Claire. If you like the spicy temptation of Szechuan cuisine, this is for you. For a deliciously adventurous dinner, try the gourmet's choice. You actually choose whatever you want, as many as you want, from more than 40 dishes on a tempting menu, and it's amazingly reasonable in price. You can do the same thing at lunchtime. Make the most of the gourmet's choice, an exciting experience at the Crystal Palace, 987 St. John's Road in Pointe-Claire.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Center. Jet Center is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sport Sac, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Center, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Center, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Center, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
People who drive a Saab or a Volvo are pretty particular about car care. That's why they should rely on the experts at Swedish Auto, 5501 de Maisonneuve West. Now till the end of the year, they'll give you an oil change specials from as low as $19.95 for a four-cylinder car. See Swedish Auto soon.
I'm Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Stephen Pickford and Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a new romance. Hey, hey, hey. Everybody's going off the deep end. Everybody needs a second chance.
Oh. Welcome back to AM 600 and Travel World. And
yeah,
you
moving
know,
and a grooving.
I love this rocking stuff. You know, now that I got this new Joan Jett haircut.
Just take you away with it.
Well, only Stephen Pickford could bring Kim Campbell to Travel World, and it was certainly an honor having her here.
It was it was great to have her, and we much appreciate it.
She loved being had.
Yes. Had by the wonderful people at Travel World.
Well, that's for sure. But we did enjoy our holidays down in Los Angeles. Enjoyed having Tanya Ray with us. I also want to say let's all wish a fair get well soon to our great, competent Chad the Engineer.
And thanks, Cheryl Williams, for being there to
Absolutely.
Be competent for him.
To fill in partly for the loss of mobility. Just also want to let people know that this week, you know, Kim Campbell mentioned that it's great to get a car in Southern California.
Enterprise.
And, Enterprise is
Absolutely.
Not just around here in Montreal. They're the largest company in the United States as well. They've got locations all through California. Just by calling 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, they'll come and pick you up and bring you back when you're finished with the car, not just at the airport, but suburban locations, industrial areas, downtown areas, wherever you might be visiting family and friends.
It's
and
the same number.
Same number. Okay. It connects you to the local office wherever you are. So if you're out there and you want to call 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, it will connect you to the local office, let's say, in Agoura Hills or wherever
LA
you are.
LA is not as expensive as many people will think. In fact, Stephen knows that many airlines have special return rates to Los Angeles that are much cheaper than you'd expect.
Oh, yes.
Getting
you can,
up there.
You can go out there even without staying a Saturday night. Reserve just 3 days in advance, for example, with Northwest Airlines or US Air, $3.95 plus tax. And that's not just a seat sale. It's what they call USA on business fares. Two-day minimum stay, two-month maximum stay, you know, on US Air or Northwest. So
that's any time during the week.
Any time during the week. You don't have to stay that Saturday night. Just stay two nights and reserve at least 3 days in advance. So,
so go ahead and indulge and rollerblade on Venice Beach.
Yeah, lots
and,
of
next week?
Next week, we'll have Mike Cohen in the studio. He's a Montreal columnist and travel writer with the Suburban and the Senior Times. He'll be talking about a number of things. First of all, differences between business travel and personal travel, and as well as he'll have a tip sheet for people planning winter trips to Florida, be it for a short holiday or for snowbirds. And as well, next week will mark the first in the series of Florida Reports, coming to you every Saturday, the last Saturday of every month, from Orlando by NBC's Amanda Ober. So that's
terrific.
Next week.
That's
Florida
a really popular,
yes.
popular destination. I think probably more Montrealers that go to Florida than any other province.
Very popular, and it's just starting to get that time of the year when people are starting to either plan for a short winter break or to spend the entire winter down there. So lots of information from Mike Cohen and Amanda Ober next week.
And Kim Campbell was mentioning herself how Montrealers are actually invading California.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she did mention that it was the fourth largest Canadian city, and that is almost true because the amount of Canadians that are actually there.
Yeah.
I mean, people go down there and...
Every second person you might meet is originally from Canada, so you can really feel right at home.
Because we're good people.
And once again, our end theme plays, Je reviendrai à Montréal, which means just one thing. No matter where you travel and how much fun you have, it's always wonderful to come back home to Canada's greatest city. Without a doubt, Montreal.
Thank you for listening to Travel World and making us part of your Saturday afternoon listening schedule here on AM 600 CIQC. I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Janice Kirshner, and we don't need the sunshine of California with a great city like this.
Absolutely.
But happy traveling. Stay listening to the computer show coming up right off the news.
J'ai besoin de cette lumière. Descendu droit du Labrador. Et qui fait neiger sur l'hiver. Des roses bleues, des roses d'or. Dans le silence de l'hiver.
This is AM 600, CIQC, Montreal's first radio station.